You are fake news.
There is no gray.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Just black and white.
It's political bullshit.
This is the truth.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
This is Danny Land.
He goes home now to mommy and he gets reprimanded and that's the end. Sorry, mommy. Sorry, mom.
How do you feel? I mean, honestly, how do you feel? Scared? Worried? Concerned? My name is Danny Chekalinski. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. Our mission statement, 90% of the world is stupid. It might, friends, it might be higher than that. Well, you are part of the 10%. We're coming to you from my basement. I call it the dungeon in Willoughby, Ohio. It's 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. Today, April the 3rd, we are just 3 days into a complete lockdown for the month of April. 3 days, that's it. Yeah. People are stressed. People are afraid. People are turning to prayer. Yeah, it is this bad. It appears to be worse than fear, too. It's because it's one big lie, and it all started where? It started in China, right? These are not honest or good people. It's an evil empire that treats their people like shit. So if we ever get out of this, and I don't know. It's April the 3rd. Talk to me in a week. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. We get through this. We got to learn from this. They are never to be trusted, always to be questioned. I don't want to rely on the Chinese for a freaking thing, all right? I don't want to buy a... I never want to see made from China again. All our prescription drugs, you know what? Bring them here. I don't want anyone over there touching my shit. We're going to start with some audio from Lindsey Graham. You know, screw China. You know, people are dying. And why did you, he's right. Why did you people eat a bunch of crazy fucking shit?
Well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat. We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down.
I agree. Who's going to argue with that, huh? No, let's keep these places open, huh? I did some research. That's what I do. Because I'm good at what I do. The Wuhan, China's so-called wet markets sell everything from peacocks to kangaroos. I got a list of all the shit that these guys sell, all right? You ready? Okay, here you go. Pull out your shopping list, all right? Let's go. Peacocks, bats, snakes, foxes, deer, dogs, ostriches, camels, hedgehogs. Look, I mean, do I have to go on? It's a combination of pets and zoo animals. Here's a rule, okay? Hey, Chinaman, write this down. Do not eat pets and zoo animals, please. All right? Now you go, son. You know who Dr. Fauci is? Yeah, part of the White House task force. 79 years of age. Son of a bitch is full of fire. What is he, about 5'4"? Looks like Grandpa Munster. Amazing. Spitball. Scares the shit out of me. He's too honest. He doesn't give a shit. He was talking about deaths. Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci, should Americans be prepared for the likelihood that there will be 100,000 Americans who die from this virus?
The answer is yes. We need, as sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not. And I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility, that that's what we will see.
A very short period of time for that to happen.
Right.
Can the country handle that in such a short period of time, within a couple of months?
Yeah.
50,000 a month.
You know, it will be difficult. I mean, no one is denying the fact that we are going through a very, very difficult time right now.
All right. Now, here's the thing. If you thought that 100,000 amount was alarming, since that time, Fauci has said it could be as high as 240,000 people. 240,000 people gone. See ya later. You're in a bag. Toe tag. Cancel Christmas. We have already eclipsed the amount of Americans that died in 9/11. Again, today is April the 3rd. What happens when the mental health of this country breaks down? No one. And I mean no one has prepared themselves for the possibilities that await us at the end of this month. So what do we do now, right? Who is telling the truth? I don't know. Question everything, my friends. We are at war. Don't believe the government. The government lies to you every freaking day. Don't trust them. For instance, all right? The masks. Do we need them? Are they a priority? Will they make a difference? They're going to save our lives? Is the government lying to us?
When the government lies, people know. They can tell, and then they stop listening. From the beginning of the Chinese coronavirus epidemic, mask shortages have been a major problem. Some people hoarded hundreds or thousands of them. Manufacturers couldn't keep up. In some cases, apparently, they were sent overseas. The foreign countries we outsourced our factories to prudently decided to keep the masks for themselves. Nationalism is real in a crisis. And of course, here in the United States, our own government didn't have nearly enough masks stockpiled to cope with what has happened. Now, from the start, honesty would have been the right policy in the face of this. We could have just said to the public, we messed up, but healthcare professionals, the sick and the elderly.
All right, so we wear the mask, we don't wear the mask. We wear an N25 mask, we wear a bandana. Do we wear this when we go inside the bank? Do we take it off when we go into a bank? Because otherwise we'll get, are you kidding me? Can you see the perfect storm that is happening here, my friends? You think I'm crazy, man? You think I'm crazy for a minute here? I'm not. The government is going to order all of us soon to wear masks.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may urge Americans to cover their faces in public to protect themselves and others amid coronavirus pandemic, The Washington Post is reporting. The recommendation, if approved, would call for Americans to use cloth coverings instead of surgical and N95 masks, which have been in short supply at hospitals and medical facilities across the country, the Post noted, adding that the coverings could potentially lower the risk of an infected person transmitting the virus. Talks are still ongoing, an anonymous federal official confirmed to the newspaper.
Well, thank good God we're all on the same fucking page, huh? Thank God that everybody's in agreement. What is going on? This is just one massive, it's a massive shitstorm is what it is, you know? That's the reason why the toilet paper is all gone, is because everybody's preparing for this massive shitstorm because they know all the politicians will get involved and there's just going to be nothing but feces flying everywhere. It's who flung poo. Then, follow me, I hear audio from somebody like this doctor. I don't know who's telling the truth. I really don't know. That's what I do, friends. I spend the entire freaking week going through everything, just listening. And I try to find things for the podcast that that you haven't heard, all right? And I'm hearing all this shit, and I'm going, I don't know what to believe. I really don't, and I don't know what to tell you. I feel kind of irresponsible. I feel like I'm failing for you, because I don't know. I mean, listen to this guy, all right? Dr. Zelenko. I don't know this guy, but I hear him, and I'm thinking, you know what? I think some more people ought to listen to this son of a bitch.
Good morning. This is Dr. Zev Zelenko, and I want to give you a very important update. Since last Wednesday, March 18th, till yesterday, March 26th, my office saw 699 patients with coronavirus, either diagnosed by test or by symptoms and exposure. Out of those patients, a select population, a select high-risk group were treated with medication, which you're aware of, that three-drug combination. And I'd like to report that since then, and Hashem should help, there have been zero deaths.
Listen to that.
In that group, and zero intubations.
Zero.
Meaning there's no breathing pipe, no respirators. There are four patients that are admitted in the hospital with pneumonia.
Yeah.
On IV antibiotics without a respirator. And Mitch Hashem, they'll be okay.
They'll be fine. Well, there you go. Should we listen to Dr. Zelenko? I think we should. You're piling up freaking bodies in front of refrigeration trucks in New York City right now, okay? Dr. Zelenko's got a pretty good track record going on right here. You know, I don't know what's going on with the masks and shit. I have no idea, but this guy is he's on to something. Can we not listen to somebody like Dr. Zelenko? It's amazing. While I'm fired up here, in the middle of a national emergency, let me just focus in on this piece of shit. Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi, even sounds like piece of shit. Pelosi, piece of shit. She fought, in the middle of a national emergency here, she fought to give the Kennedy Center $25 million. And then, you know what? She stopped paying the musicians anyway. She didn't give a shit. It's money laundering is what it is. And the Kennedy Center was part of it. Don't you forget that either. Kennedy Center. I fart in your general direction there, Kennedy Center. Get a waft of that. Ha-ha, poo-poo. Listen to Steve Scalise talking about what's going on with Pelosi here.
Nancy Pelosi literally held the bill up for days to get her pet projects, including the money for the Kennedy Center. And interesting she'd use the choice of words, fiddlers, because it was the fiddlers, the violin players, all the musicians at the Kennedy Center that got laid off right as the bill got signed.
Yeah.
They ought to give that money back. We've got a bill, Brian Stile, a colleague of mine, has a bill to take the money back from the Kennedy Center. But it shows you how misguided Pelosi's priorities were. She was fighting for all these far-left Green New Deals and solar panels on airplanes and crazy stuff that nobody else was focused on. People were trying to literally save jobs and the livelihood of our economy and hospitals getting the resources they need. And President Trump was pushing as hard as he could to get that money out. And she was holding it up for those kind of things.
And people are dying, too. You didn't bring that up. You know, people are dying. That's the thing. Democrats don't care about you. They don't care about your family, your friends, your loved ones. Nothing. All right? Tired of the anger, I am. Let's go to the comment line. It's open 24 hours a day. Area code 561-318-3702. 561-318-3702. It's talking about where this Chinese virus started. Wet markets. Wet markets. Dirty China people, all right? What do you think?
Hey, motherfucker, this is Billy James calling in. I just watched the Fox News and telling me right now I got a shit on the China bat shit. All that damn bat shit. You fucking goddamn motherfucker. Hey, listen up now. I want to tell you some damn bullshit, Linsky. Listen up. You're a crazy motherfucker. Crazy. So anyway, gotta eat a bat, and then you get the bat. Gotta eat a bat, you get the bat. That's all there is to it. That's all, baby. I love you, Danny. You motherfucker.
There you go, huh? 24 hours a day. Even when you're roasting some shine up in the hills in West Virginia. Nice thing about the internet, you can get everywhere, you know? And you know what? If you didn't think it was going to get any more weird, My Pillow Guy shows up. Yeah, My Pillow Guy. You know, I'm doing the channel surfing and all that, and all of a sudden he's on Lou Dobbs, and, you know, we need masks, and, you know, we can't figure out how to get masks. Nobody in the federal government can figure it out, all right? And My Fucking Pillow Guy is going to make the goddamn things. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, thanks, Lumina. You know, we didn't even hesitate. I've always been about helping people. And we've and all my employees, we got it done in 3 days. Once I decided we were going all in, we've got it's almost 200,000 square feet. I had three things going. I was doing my due diligence. We reached out to the vice president of the administration office, and they told me where to go. They have a coalition to learn what the specs were of the mask I needed to make. And we have so the other employees were getting everything ready. And then the other ones were making it safe for our workers to come in every day, where we check them at the door, make sure they're wearing gloves and masks and using hand sanitizers. And it's just... And then I got other companies involved too that have to do with My Pillow made here in the USA, and it's just been a blessing from God to be able to be in a position even to pivot that quick.
It's the end of the world, and we are being saved by the My Pillow guy. That's what's happening. All right. You know, speaking about the end of the world, as society crumbles, people struggle to fill time. So I guess the thing to do right now is they go to Netflix and they look for their next hero. And this is the guy that they found the biggest pop culture star, in my opinion, since, what is it, Honey Boo Boo or whatever that pig was. But this guy right here.
What's going on here in this country? It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell? Is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can't.
There you go. Joe Exotic, Tiger King. America is so infatuated with this guy that O.J. Simpson was talking about it on Twitter. Yeah, I found it for you. Here you go.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen.
Yeah.
I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone.
Stop killing people.
The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say.
Like a Bronco chase.
There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
You know, Joe Exotic, I started thinking about Joe Exotic. He's kind of like Cato Kaelin, but he's a much bigger freak. And no wonder that OJ kind of likes the guy because he, you know, OJ thinks, you know what? We could go and buy a bunch of meth, go to a Burger King. We could sit there and smoke it in a bush, and I can go and kill a guy that's wearing a Loverboy headband that looks like he's in, some good-looking waiter. Like he's the bachelor coming home to bang my ex-wife. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Stream of consciousness there. Anyhow, to loop all this together, America is dying of a virus. OJ's playing golf. He's out there playing golf. Everybody is watching Joe Exotic. Do we need to see another sign to ensure we do believe that we are near the end of mankind, my friends? Good God. The hell is going on? One more thing. Like I said, April the 3rd. We're on lockdown until, April 30th. These podcasts are tough for me to do. The weird thing about it is my living hasn't really changed. This is the way I've been because of my anxiety disorders and stuff like that. And, don't feel sorry for me, but I've lived this way for the past 9 years, so it's not really a big deal. But watching everybody else try to acclimate to a strange lifestyle, it's kind of weird. Kind of disconcerting. But anyhow, got 27 more days to go. All right? And if you have guns, you better get them out because stuff like this shit, it's going to happen. Listen up to this.
Well, in Virginia, Governor Klan Robes Blackface is threatening people with jail time for going outside, but that's not the only offense against justice in his state. Early Sunday morning, three men broke into a store in Arlington, Virginia, right across the river from Washington. An employee who was living inside the store at the time, partly out of fears of getting infected with coronavirus, opened fire on the burglars, wounding one of them, non-fatally, but wounding him. Happy ending, you'd think so. Not in Arlington. Prosecutors there have arrested the man. He's being held without bail. He faces charges that could place him in prison for up to 20 years. Again, he's in jail now without bail.
Holy shit.
Jawan Zuber is that man's boss, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Mr. Zuber, thank you so much for coming on. So is there anything? We just described what happened. Are we missing anything? Your employee was in the store. These guys broke in. He shot one, correct?
Correct. And they broke into the store, three men with masks on. The neighbor upstairs said when they broke the window, it sounded like a car smashing into the store. Hamza, the employee, he said it sounded like a shotgun. And when he woke up, he said he just reached for the pistol and opened the door and shot three times to scare them. And one of them hit the suspect.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what you do, right? It's not fake. This is not fake news. It's real. By the way, I checked for an update. Still in jail. People attack us and we defend and we are a criminal? Again, it's April the 3rd. April of 2020 is a permanent lockdown. That's the way it's always going to go down in history. That's it. Shut it down. Lock it down. We'll see you on the 30th. We got 27 more days to go. And we've already lost our rights. This is why we have the podcast, all right? This is why we communicate. Anyhow, I thank you for your time. I really do. And I wonder how things are going in your world. I'm curious. Radio Danny on Facebook. All right, reach out to me. Radio Danny on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Danny. Then C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. All right? Got to communicate. We really do. Yeah. So hang in there.
Shut up and sit down.
You have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.